The money talks when it comes to Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. He's joining us here after a 4-1 week last week. Lee, it's Todd. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Good. A lot better than people in the panhandle. Got a friend driving down from Tallahassee. He's going to be staying with us, and hopefully it's not going to be for a week or two. So, got to feel for those people and what
absolutely
they might be facing.
Yeah, we just horrible. I was just sharing the story about Major League Baseball scheduling that Braves Mets doubleheader here, so lots of things going on, but nothing.
Oh,
more.
I didn't hear that. Where is it going to be?
It's going to be Monday, so it's the day before the postseason starts. They're going to hold the games in. I don't see where it says that the series is going to be taking place.
Okay.
So, something to keep an eye on there. But yes.
But not, it's obviously not in Atlanta.
No, I don't believe so.
Let's go ahead.
4-1 again last week, Lee, with your free selections here on the program. Our best week so far. Let's try to go ahead and see whether or not we can and continue that heater going here. Let's start with the Iowa State-Houston game. The Hawkeyes are off this week, so a lot of the focus here in Eastern Iowa on the Cyclones. They'll go to Houston. They're almost a two-touchdown favorite in this game. Houston blanked on the road last week in its Big 12 opener against Cincinnati. I look at this Iowa State team. There's a lot to like here. What do you think?
I agree. And defense. Let's start with defense first. Allowing only 3.96 yards per snap. We're not talking about rush per snap. 260 yards per game here. So, I mean, this is a defense that is very, very impressive. They the average offense goes for 402 yards per game. So we're talking about almost 150 yards less. The Houston offense averaging only 294 yards per game, 4.8 yards per play. And Houston's offense facing that Iowa State pass defense. So once they fall behind, I think that's where you're going to see them turn the ball over. Donovan Smith is just so up and down. So, you know, you never know what you're going to get with him. I like Iowa State. I think they win this game here 35-13.
All right, let's, for the sake of continuity, we'll keep it in the Big 12. You've got one other Big 12 game on the list this week. BYU, fresh off its victory at home over Kansas State, they hit the road to take on Baylor.
Yeah, Baylor blew lead. I mean, they had a couple times they had leads of 14 points, and then obviously the 7-point lead losing on the Hail Mary and then in overtime. But it wasn't like they, you know, this is a team that had dreams of playing for a national title. BYU, the difference in their home and away splits over the last couple of years is shocking. I still don't think their quarterback is that good. It's a great story. He's at a junior college. But he wasn't the reason they won last week. I mean, like three turnovers within total 3 minutes, the end of the half and the beginning of the second half, was what greased the skids here. So I still think that BYU is a little limited. They have to play really well, have turnovers, and not fall behind. And maybe Baylor learned their lesson here. Close game, but I like Baylor here, 24-20.
Okay, Big Ten games to close us out here. We got three. I want to start with Illinois at Penn State. Brett Bielema and the Fighting Illini, undefeated so far this year, went on the road and had a very nice overtime win over Matt Rhule and the Huskers last Friday night. They got to go to Happy Valley here where they're a 17-point underdog on the road. However, we've seen Illinois and Penn State play some pretty close games in the past.
Yeah, as soon as I saw that line, I'm like, this is Illinois should be able to keep it close. But Penn State usually dominates teams that they're better than. And Luke Altmyer, even though he has been incredible so far, 10 touchdowns, no interceptions, he threw four interceptions last year at home in that 30-13 loss. So I think that Penn State's defense, not quite as good as it was last year, but the offense is better here. And everything that went right in that game, I think if they fall behind double digits, I think it spells trouble for them here. And I think Penn State may not be able to beat Ohio State, but they might be the second-best team in the Big Ten this year. I think they pull away late, 34-14.
All right. Indiana's sort of a feel-good story right now. Kurt Cignetti in his first year in Bloomington. They're putting a ton of points on the board, but they're doing it against teams that don't necessarily have a pulse. Does Maryland have a pulse? This is a 7-point spread here Indiana's favored by.
So Indiana's offense is much better than expected. Their defense may be much worse. I mean, they got so many guys that came in the transfer portal, and defense hasn't come around. It might never come around, but the offense is scary good. I mean, they got, like, two different running backs that are really good. They have, like, five or six receivers. Their best three receivers came in the transfer portal. This kid, Miles Price from Texas Tech, not only catching the ball, returning kicks, so special teams could be the difference here. E.J. Williams from Clemson, Surratt came over from James Madison, as did a bunch of players from Cignetti's team last year. I think this is a high-scoring game. I think the best play here is take the over. 53 is the total. I got this game, like, right near the line. I got Indiana winning by six, like 41-35. So I'm going to take over 53 total points.
All right, we will end on the team that Iowa faces next week in Columbus, and I'm really looking forward to next Thursday's show to get your pick on this one. Ohio State, though, on the road this week at Michigan State. They're a 24-point favorite going to East Lansing.
So I like Will Howard, quarterback for Ohio State. I just don't think he's a difference maker here. I mean, great talent. I mean, two All-American running backs behind him, maybe two of the best five receivers in college football. If he was so good, he would have stayed in Manhattan, Kansas, and be starting for Kansas State, but he knew he was going to get beaten out here. I think that this Michigan State offense is going to play slow. They're going to milk the clock. The goal here is to be within striking distance in the fourth quarter. Michigan State turned the ball over last week four times. That was the difference. They lost the game. Aiden Charles, he's going to have those moments. He's a gunslinger, likes to go for it here. I think he's a work in progress, but there is talent there, and he can also run if he needs to get some first downs here. And if I was Michigan State, I would let that grass grow. You remember what they used to do, Todd, when Miami used to travel to Notre Dame?
Yes.
With that grass?
Yep.
It was like a cow pasture.
Try to slow
them
down.
They would let it grow. Yeah, and then the sprinkler somehow broke and came on the night before and ran all night. That's what I would do here. I think Ohio State's going to win 35-17, but 24 points as a home dog in conference here, I'll take the points here. I think Ohio State's going to win by 17, but not cover.
All right, we've got a free play for the listeners this week here in Eastern Iowa. It's another Big Ten game, Nebraska and Purdue. Huskers trying to pick themselves up off the mat after that loss to Illinois last week. Purdue, though, looks really bad. They went on the road to Oregon State last week and lost. How can folks get that free play from you, Lee?
So this is what we're going to do. First five callers that want to get this game for free, Nebraska and Purdue, we will give it to them. 800-400-9741. First five callers, I'm going to give them the Nebraska-Purdue game, and we're on a roll right now, 4-1 on the show last week. We won on the Baker's Dozen. You want to hop on board. It's not October coming up. We call it Locktober. You can get 5 weeks of games. This is our phone service. And we have our first 45 to 50 unit game going this year. It's coming up this weekend. We're a career 66-24 on these 40 to 50 unit major wager best bets. So you want to hop on board, use coupon code SAVE200. That's SAVE 200. Put it in the box, all lower casings. Don't put a space in between the save and the number. Save 200, just $347 for 5 weeks. How do you hop on board? Just one place, ParamountSports.com.
Yeah, you mentioned this weekend. It is a busy one. You got UFC Paris. You've got hockey. I know you've got early bird hockey specials at Paramount Sports. You're gearing up for the Major League Baseball postseason. And as you mentioned, Locktober. Lots going on at Paramount, Lee. We appreciate the time as always. By the way, that doubleheader Monday in Atlanta for the Mets and the
Atlanta.
Braves.
Okay. Yeah.
So that could be a travel nightmare for the Mets because they... Yep. They got to go. They could have to come back to Atlanta. Just what a mess MLB's got there. But
where
was
it supposed to be played?
It was. I think it was still supposed to be played in Atlanta.
Okay, they just delayed it.
So they delayed it. The Braves were trying to hang on to the money. They didn't.
We might be playing in the post. We might be having the World Series and wherever it is. It's in cold weather. could have some 30, 40 degree weather games.
Well, Lee, my best to all of you in Florida. I know you are safe, but as you mentioned, you've got some folks heading down there to join you. So hopefully Helene doesn't cause too much damage. But look forward to next week. Iowa, Ohio State should be a really good one. We'll talk with you then.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Todd.
Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. He joins me every Thursday here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN. Cyclones are going to win that game against the Cougars on Saturday. It's just a matter of by how much.